I get asked all the time, Jeff, am I going to have to foreclose? And I look him right in the eye over the phone and say, you bet. It's a lead pipe cinch. If you buy a lot of notes over a long period of time, it's going to be your turn. But this is where the pros know how to mitigate risk. Foreclosure is a risk. It's always a risk. But here's what happens. And let's use an example in real life. So you buy a note from the fund. It's a $180,000 note. Now the payments are running what amounts to $13,000 a year, principal and interest. You put $100,000 into that note, so you're making 13%, what we call cash on cash. It's just 13 divided by 100, right? You made 13%. So you're just ticking along, you're paying your $15 a month to the servicing company, you're making your 13 grand, you're going, man, this is easy. And then the homeowner loses his job. And there's nothing he can do. You're done. You're going to have to foreclose. Something's going to have to happen. Well, when you bought the note, you knew that that property, when he borrowed the money to buy the house, that property was worth $250,000. When you bought the note, that bubble had it way down below that, but it had gotten up to maybe 180, about the same as the face value of the note. And I know you're screaming at the screen right now, and you're saying, Jeff, why on earth would anybody, especially you, tell me to buy a note where the value of the security property is the same as the face value of the note? Well, calm down. Here's the reason. You paid $100,000. If the property's worth $100,000, that means your loan to value is less than 60%. So let's go through this. Let's say it's 2 years down the road. Other properties have gone up, but you know the local realtor says, sorry, yours hasn't. Not only that, but you're going to have to spend about 10 grand on a little bit of landscaping, some outdoor and inside paint, and you're going to have to recarpet half the house. 10 grand right now. Between losing payments and some administrative costs in the foreclosure process, you lost another 10 grand. You don't have 100 in it anymore. You've got 120. And then you talk to me, and I have the audacity to tell you, don't list it with this guy for 180. List it for 169.9. You are now the most popular guy in that entire zip code, right? You're not trying to get the most money out. You're trying to get your money out. And if you do that, you're probably going to do it in about 6 minutes. So now you sell it for about 170. It cost you about $15,000 to sell it. That means you take $155 out. Let's assume that foreclosure process that everybody tells you is going to be 4 to 6 months was a year. Well, now you've had this property for 3 years. You had $25,000 in payments, and you just got out a $155,000 net check for your proceeds from the sale. That means in 3 years, Your 100,000 plus 20 just turned into 25,000 plus 155. You made 180 from 100 in 3 years. You added 20 on the way. Now, ask yourself how many times you want to do that. That's not a bad return, and that's having to foreclose. But wait, that's really good, Jeff. That's the first and the worst. No. It might be your first, but that's not the worst case scenario. The real worst case scenario is the black swan event. The things that happen that nobody had any control. It may not even have been an economic event. It might have been something happened in the world or globally. It could have been on Wall Street. But the bottom line is, the guy lost his job. You had to foreclose. You know you're not going to be able to sell that property for a year. Maybe two or three, but you own a free and clear property that's worth something, and you can rent it for something. Is it going to be your $13,000 a year? I'm here to tell you, you got to be kidding, right? It's probably going to be less, but it's going to be something, and you have an asset worth more than your $100,000 probably. And then you're going to wait. You're going to come back. The economy's going to come back. If it doesn't come back, we're all rowing in that same sad boat, right? If it does come back, and it always has, now you have an asset, you wash your hands, you rinse and repeat. That's the worst case scenario. Imagine the worst case scenario and all you had was the house to begin with. You're just gone. Discounted notes, if you mitigate the risk and you buy them right and you know what you're doing, is the way to go. This is Jeff Brown, the Ball Guy. I really hope this helped out today. See you next time.